Welcome to A Weaving of Traditions, the spirit of the Native American flute and the essence of jazz. I'm Bob Fantuzzo. Thanks for tuning in. This program is made possible through funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Jazz bassist Oscar Pettiford, whose mother was a full-blooded Choctaw and father a half-blooded Cherokee, contended that the importance of the American Indian to jazz has been underestimated, if not completely overlooked. In fact, major contributions to jazz have been made by many of Native American lineage, including Dave Brubeck, Don Cherry, Miles Davis, Duke Ellington, Charles Lloyd, Charles Mingus, Kid Ory, Charlie Parker, Jim Pepper, and many more. Although I am not of Native American descent, I became intrigued by the idea of arranging the music of some of these musicians on the instrument of their heritage, the Native American flute. The result was a concert performed in June 2013 at Sundin Music Hall, where I was joined by Anishinaabe Ojibwe vocalist Liz Jacola, guitarist Mike Bruns, cellist Aaron Kerr, and drummer Dan Lang. In this program, we'll listen to some of the pieces performed in that concert. Don Cherry was at the forefront of avant-garde and free jazz and a pioneer in world music. Recounting his experience performing with Cherry, jazz pianist Peter Madsen noted that Cherry transcended the compositions they were performing and simply played himself, creating pure music from the heart and soul. The liner notes to Comanche flute music, recorded in 1978 by the late Comanche flute player Doc Tate Nevacoya, describe his music as being personal, an intimate music that requires careful listening to hear subtleties and nuances of phrasing. In this regard, Nevacoya's playing was not unlike that of his Choctaw cousin, Don Cherry, to whom the album was dedicated. Here is an arrangement based on Nevacoya's flute wind song and Cherry's Eagle Eye.
Thank you.
Best known for his jazz compositions, Dave Brubeck, whose father was half Madoc, also composed a number of oratorios and cantatas. One of his choral pieces, Earth is Our Mother, is based on an 1854 speech erroneously attributed to Chief Seattle of the Squamish tribe. The popularized version of this speech was actually penned by a screenwriter in 1971. To make it sound as authentic as possible, Brubeck listened intently to Squamish music, incorporating the native rhythms and melodic lines into his composition. He said that the rhythms and meter in Earth is Our Mother were dictated by the text, its imagery, and emotional content. Here is our version of Earth is Our Mother.
Every part of earth is sacred to my people. Every shining pine needle, every sandy shore, every mist in the dark woods, every meadow, every humming insect, all are holy in the memory of my people. We are a part of the earth, and it is a part of us. Thank you. we sell you our land, you must remember that it is sacred. If we sell you our water, you must remember it is sacred. If we sell you our land, remember that the air is precious too.
You're listening to A Weaving of Traditions. As a child, Charles Lloyd was surrounded by music, hearing country blues and the music of the Baptist Church, as well as Native American songs sung by his Cherokee grandmother. Encouraged by her, Lloyd followed a spiritual path, and he embodies the essence of being in harmony with all things. The Navajo term for this is walk in beauty, which is also the title of the following Lloyd tune that exemplifies his musical message of peace, love, unity, and acceptance. Thank you. In addition to being a jazz, blues, classical, and traditional ceremonial singer, Liz Jacola is also an accomplished songwriter. She brings all these facets together in her song, Still Here, where, in her words, she allows the angry Indian out to vent a little.
We are.
This is Bob Fantuzzo bringing you A Weaving of Traditions. Of Navajo Ute heritage, R. Carlos Nakai is the world's premier performer of the Native American flute. He defined the sound of the contemporary Native American flute and has inspired countless people to learn how to play the instrument, myself included. Respectful of the traditional use of the flute as a solo instrument, Nakai has also found new settings for it, especially in the genres of classical and jazz. Here is our version of Nakai's Prairie Smoke. Thank you. Don Pullen is best known as an innovative free jazz artist who synthesized influences ranging from modern European classical composition to American gospel to Brazilian jazz. Although his paternal grandmother was half Indian, Pullen had not heard live Native American music until 1992, only 3 years before his death. The power and emotion of the music fascinated him. He claimed the more he listened to Native rhythms and sequences, the more they became familiar to him, and he was able to hear their connection to shuffle rhythms, blues, and cutting-edge jazz. Ah, George, We Hardly Knew Ya is a heartfelt and moving composition Pullen wrote in memory of his longtime friend and collaborator, George Adams. In our rendition, we introduce the tune with an Arapaho ghost dance song, which evokes a connection to those who have passed. You're listening to A Weaving of Traditions. Oscar Pettiford of Choctaw Cherokee Heritage made a number of contributions to jazz. In addition to helping define the bass as a solo instrument, advocating its amplification, and introducing the cello to jazz, he pioneered efforts in studio overdubbing. When Liz first heard me play Pettiford's The Gentle Art of Love, she wanted to sing it, but there were no lyrics, so she wrote some in Ojibwe. Here's how it turned out. Thank you. Our final concert selection is one of mine. It's called Whole World Over, and is partially inspired by the Lakota Sioux phrase, Metakuye Oyasin, which translates, all my relations, or we are all related. The phrase is an acknowledgement that we are all connected in the intricate web of existence, and that each is affected by the actions of any other. Nothing exists in isolation. We are all related, the whole world over.
Shining over Jordan too.
Hey.
You've been listening to A Weaving of Traditions, the spirit of the Native American flute, and the essence of jazz. Thanks for tuning in. This is a KBEM production produced by Bob Fantuzzo with executive producer Michelle Jansen. The music was performed by Bob Fantuzzo, Native American style flutes and vocals, Liz Jacola, vocals and percussion, Mike Bruns, guitar, Aaron Kerr, electric cello, and Dan Lang, drums. David Tremblay was the concert recording engineer, and Bobby Rook mixed and edited the recording for this show. The concert was performed on June 8, 2013, in Sundin Music Hall at Hamline University in St. Paul, Minnesota. Special thanks to Kevin Barnes at KBEM and Sylvester Visick at Sundin Music Hall. For additional information on A Weaving of Traditions, please visit the website bobfantuzzo.com. That's BOBBFANTAUZZO.com. Thanks for listening. This program was made possible through funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
From the chef.